We'll read from The Gift, poems by Hafiz. A short one, not 2 pages long. I know of beauty that no one has ever known. How could that be possible when I may seem so new in infinite time? It's because God belongs to only you. Did you hear that? Did you hear what Hafiz just said? God belongs to only you. If it is only reasonable, it is the only reasonable payment for a single tear. That was my talk.
Get to have a fun drawing here for a moment. And I'm going to draw or attempt to draw a Christmas tree, so that way you'll help visualize that and we'll see how it comes out. Now let's see. Okay, so the base is going to be really low. Way down at the bottom will be the stump. Now, of course, can I borrow that purple marker over there too?
Oh, yeah, here.
Thank you. Oh, let's put some Christmas lights on here too. That's what these blue dots are, by the way, just so you know. And those of you that will be listening to this talk on the website later, you're going to have to visualize the Christmas tree with lights on it, blue lights. And, of course, what is a tree without the star at the top, right? But let's connect that. I like that, you know, during this time of year with Christmas, one of my favorite symbols is the Christmas tree. And I know it means so many things to so many of us and all that it represents or symbolizes. I mean, if anything, I remember as a kid, the Christmas tree, of course, thinking Christmas, all the presents. And then, of course, in the spiritual talk, we're going to say divine presence, right? So I know we got all the spiritual humor in there as well. But it was really wonderful a few years ago when I actually had an inner experience where I saw the spiritual Christmas tree and what that represented inside of me. And it was wonderful. Last week, Jim did a sharing about Christmas and really about the birth, the second birth, the birth of the Spirit. And that's what initiation is. And it wasn't just about Jesus' birth, it was really about the spiritual birth in each of us. And that's really the main symbol of, in a sense, what I look at as the star on the top of the Christmas tree. It was really wonderful in this experience when I saw the tree, I saw myself as the star at the top, the soul, and all this of the tree all flowing down. It was literally like a trail of light behind me of spirit. And I was at the top traveling upwards into spirit. And all that had come behind me is like the tailwind was that flow of spirit. And I realized that flow of spirit was a movement of my life. And so that tree represented the tree of life, the tree of my life, the journey of my soul. And in this case, it was obviously the journey of returning home, not down into the world, but you know, the wonderful thing, and this is where it's very interesting in the reflective process, the paradox of spirit, if you will, is that even in the star of here, the six-pointed star, the Star of David, is symbolic of the soul star. And it's two triangles, one triangle pointing up, one triangle pointing down. And they both represent the downward movement of spirit and also the upward movement of spirit. And just as we have this Christmas tree pointing up, well, on the soul's journey down into creation, you could also have a Christmas tree pointing down. So forms, if you will, all these journeys down and up, they're all symbols, but they are movements, movements of spirit, that flow of life. That's why there's even talked of, especially in the Jewish tradition, the tree of life. I don't know really a lot about that, but I've seen pictures where in the Kabbalah they've shown trees in different levels of experience. And I even tried to draw the tree out here today that if you look, I actually did different levels. So the bottom level, you could do the physical, of course. This level, the astral or imagination, then the causal or emotional, the mind, the etheric or the unconscious, and of course, the soul level here. So each one of these layers of the tree, of course, represent the different levels or experience of life in the soul's journey. And a lot of these blue dots, as I put in there, think of the lights of a Christmas tree. This is, I don't know, I think this is fun for me. When you think of decorating a Christmas tree, where did we ever come up with decorating? All the wonderful lights, the ornaments, and everything that we decorate it with. And the thing that I began to realize is that that string of lights that just circle the tree and decorate the tree, I realized were all the blessings of my soul's journey. Each light was a blessing, an experience, a lesson learned. And that's the way I began to see, if you will, what karma is the learning of lessons, having experience, the soul's journey on the tree of life. Each experience, each lesson was a light. Think of it when we think, aha, you know, when the light bulb goes off inside of ourselves and we've awakened. Well, when does that awakening take place? Why does it take place? It's when we have come to the awareness, the knowing, the learning of the experience, of the lesson, and the light bulb goes off. In each of those light bulbs, I saw that ornamented the tree were those blessings, the light of opportunity. There's many different ways. I was trying to think for a moment of all the different phrases that we've heard out there that represent what I'm trying to share here. All the lessons, all the opportunities, all the awarenesses, those lights that go off are all the blessings that take place as we walk through each experience in life. And truly, every experience of life is that opportunity to learn, to grow, that our light does come on, that we do realize the blessings. Even in those most darkest, dreary, gruesome moments, those are often the greatest lights, the greatest blessings. Maybe when that light goes off is when we put an ornament with it, give it a little something extra or special. What are all those phrases we have? The silver lining in the cloud, making the most of life. Well, thank God it wasn't worse than what it was, right? All these different phrases we have to somehow point out that in every curse or whatever, there's a blessing, there's a silver lining. There's always something wonderful in even what seemed like the most challenging times. And it's up to us to uncover what the blessing is, what is the silver lining that is in that experience that seems so challenging that the world's coming to an end. It's up to us to look. To learn. That's where the learning is. That's what karma is learning. So all we have to do is be willing to look at the experiences in our lives that we're walking through, because it is in the looking that the learning takes place. Boom, the light goes off. Aha! Oh my God, I see what it is. I understand now. because I finally looked. I woke up and got smart enough to finally look at my life and the things that I've been doing in my life, rather than turning away and avoiding out of fear, judgment, delusion, illusion, fantasy, wish, want. I know me. I always wish and want things so much to be a certain way that when they're not that way, I sometimes don't want to look at it or deal with it or work with it. And so I'll turn away and try to visualize and create through my desire the way I want things to be. You know, the wonderful thing is, even when I do that, though, it does give me a direction to go. And the thing that I have learned, in order to move in the direction I want, I've also got to be willing to look at the way things are, to work with that, to love that, to find the lining, the silver lining, the loving in whatever experiences that I'm in any given moment. In every time that I am willing to be open, to receive, to accept whatever's taking place in my life in any moment, when I really fully look at it, no matter how painful or pleasurable it is, when I allow myself to look, that light of awareness always comes in, because in the looking, in who we are, as we look, that light of who we are goes into those experiences and lights them up so that we become aware, that we see the lining, we see the learning. And then when we see it, lesson learned, opportunity experienced, completion, fulfillment, satisfaction, job well done. And then we actually begin to find joy in life, where we might have felt it was so hard or challenging. But as we really are willing to look and to learn, we actually begin to find the joy of the fulfillment of participating and involving ourselves within ourselves with whatever those areas are that we've not been wanting to look at. Or maybe we have wanted to look at and we've held ourselves back from looking at even those pleasurable, wonderful experiences in life. But maybe it felt overwhelming. We didn't feel worthy enough. Something inside of us resisted or held ourselves back from allowing ourselves to truly open and expand into that greater joyous opportunity that is right before us. Because I know that's also part of the process. So many times we think life is horrible, challenging. I want to get out of here. Let me awaken to spirit and get out of here. But what about also those other things in life that maybe seem overwhelming because they're so loving, so joyful, so wonderful? There's parts within ourselves that don't even allow that because it seems like too much. How can I be worthy of this? How can it be so good for me when it's so terrible for everybody else? How can I allow myself to experience the greater blessings in life? I want to. I'm scared to. What is everybody else going to think? What if I have this and they don't? They're going to call me names, judge me, condemn me. What am I going to do with this wonderful opportunity? Am I going to allow myself to step forward and truly experience the greater blessing that lies within every opportunity? No matter how great or small, the blessing that lies within every opportunity. It really is a journey of awareness, of awakening, of expanding, allowing ourselves to move along life inwardly, You could look at this Christmas tree as our body, the inner kingdom. The star at the top could be the seat of the soul. And even within the tree, we got to remember that there's also what's inside each tree. I know down at the bottom we have the roots. And then, of course, we have the branches. But what do we have right in the middle that connects it all?
The trunk.
The trunk? Thank you. I was thinking of the stump, and I was waiting for a word, and nobody was saying it. Help me out here. Thank you.
Stump's good.
It's funny, because getting in this flow sometimes, my mind is literally gone. So it's, I like that, though. That stump, that trunk. Well, some of our trunks may be a little stumpy. I don't know. Is what connects it all. That is what connects it all. That trunk connects the star to the ground, to all the branches, and all those lights that can hang upon the branches. The true tree of life incorporates absolutely everything in every level. Nothing barred, no exceptions, no separations. It's all one. It's all experienced. It's all connected. That's the amazing thing. It is all connected. That trunk is that path of life. That's the middle way. All the branches of the tree and all these experiences out here and the lights that dangle at the end of the branches are those experiences that we as a soul journey out into each of the realms to have those experiences to light up the lights. Is each of those experiences we allow ourselves to go into each branch, and is by traveling through each branch and we have the experience that the light goes off at the end. Completion, lesson learned. Then what do? We come on back into the center, to the trunk. What is the trunk? It is that pathway that nourishes. It is that way by which even water, the nutrition that feeds life into all the branches and the leaves off the branches. It is that pathway that feeds life to all of it. And so all we have to do is keep coming back to that pathway and just know that part of the journey is going off into the different branches to have experience. And the wonderful thing is, look, as we go higher and higher up, there's fewer and fewer experiences until that all is left is the star. There's no more tree. That's the soul transcendence, where we as soul transcend all the life experience, and once again waken to the fullness of the star, the soul that we are. It's really wonderful because there should be really two strings of light, even though I did one. One going down, and then, of course, the other coming up. And let your mind, your creative imagination, or your spirit go wild with the symbol, and so much more I'm probably not even talking about, that you may already be coming up with ideas in your own life, within you. There's so much symbology, especially in something like this as the Christmas tree and so many other things. But it's when we allow ourselves to begin to really look and to discover, then does it awaken within us. And it's that an awakening, even in the symbology, where all of a sudden it begins to transcend into the other parts of our lives, where we begin to see the living reality, even the practicality of all of that that is in the symbols. Because we each have our own unique experiences and circumstances in life that we each experience. That's our journey. We each have our own lights to light up on our tree. But is it in that journey that we light up the lights, that we decorate the tree, that we do come to that place of understanding? And you know, the wonderful thing is, as we live life, that's what in a sense feeds the tree, that gives it life. That's why it's called the tree of life. It's in the living. In truth, it really never dies. There are just those times when we feel shut down or shut off or disconnected in some way, that it seems like we're just dangling, maybe one of the leaves off the branch that's withering because it's not getting the water. And so often, we'll go into those areas. It's part of the journey. We'll feel like that withering leaf or that withering branch. It's part of the experience. But also say this. Have you ever seen trees out in nature where you have seen a withering branch, but yet the other parts of the tree are living and there's green producing? It's all on the same tree. Remember that when you go through those challenging times where you feel like you're withering, you're still part of the tree. And there will be the day that eventually you'll experience that greater life coming in once again, where things will begin to blossom. That's why it's important to have symbols or stories like this to refer to, especially when we're in those challenging times. It's when we have those symbols, those references, that we can look at, that can still feed us, to give us life, even if it's just a little trickle. That's all we need to keep moving, to keep moving forwards, to keep moving inwards and upwards. It's just, even in the littlest movement, we still allow ourselves to experience, to learn, to grow. And that's really all it takes, is allowing ourselves to continue the journey, no matter what. In truth, you can't really stop it. It just seems like it. But when we do try to stop it, it just makes it harder. It makes it more painful. It makes it more challenging. It's a lot easier just to give it up and to say the heck with it all and go do something else. All of a sudden, things begin to change and move and come alive once again. So many times, I know each of us has found ourselves where it may seem like it's hopeless or how is this going to change? Yet some part of us knows, and we do come to that place where eventually we do give up. We give it up. And it's when we give it up is where we finally let go. And it's in that letting go that we now allow God to awaken, to allow that greater life now to feed us, because it was all that other stuff that was in the way of that greater life coming in and filling us to live life more fully. We simply got weighted down, bogged down by the weight of all these experiences that in a sense have become habitualized. Well, this is my life. This is the way I've been doing things for so long. We've gotten so used to it in the sense of living it unconsciously that we haven't even allowed ourselves to be in the moment, in open, in every moment to whatever God wants to bring forward now. To have new experience, new opportunity, greater expansion in awareness, greater inner experience, because we haven't allowed ourselves to let go of what we've been doing so habitually. So as you walk through life, even in the habitual, same thing, day in, day out, remember this. Even when things seem monotonous, remember there's always fresh, new aliveness within you. No matter how routine the physical life may be, it can always be fresh and alive in every moment within you. But it's up to you to come to that soul star at the top of the tree, where that life is fed into the tree, in the journey. Always remember that. It's wonderful to sit here in class and listen to these things and be in meditation. But then when it's in our day-to-day journey of out in the world and doing our lives, what do we do then? This isn't a worship service where you come to church Sunday morning, do your bidding, and then go on and forget it. This is just where you come to get the tools. Take the tools. Live them in life day to day. So you keep the tree lit up, bringing it in to every moment. I know as creatures of time and space, that habit of time we have, one of the ways that I look at Christmas time as well is the end of the year, right? It's a wonderful time where we can not only celebrate Christmas. Isn't it funny? We celebrate the new year of new beginnings, but this is also the ending of the old year, the letting go, the completing, the finishing. And I think it's wonderful. In a sense, it's a celebration. We're celebrating Christmas, but it's also the end of the year. We're celebrating the end of the year. We're celebrating the completions, the learnings, the experiences, the jobs well done. And then the jobs that aren't so well done, what do? We make New Year's resolutions. Well, next year, I'll work on this. Next year, hopefully I can take this that I didn't see within myself as a job well done and do something with it to improve it, to make it better. All those New Year's resolutions are fine and good. But it's not until we allow ourselves to really learn and to complete that which we're experiencing now do the New Year's resolutions really, in a sense, begin to have greater effect. Do we really fulfill those? So let this time of Christmas be the celebration where the tree lights up. But know that part of that lighting up the tree really is the finishing, the completion of those things within us that may still pull on us, tug on us. Be willing to let go, to forgive, to release. No matter how hard it is, and know in doing that, that in the release, there is the freedom and the fulfillment. Because that's the way we allow ourselves to climb the tree of life, to move higher and higher in the spirit, to truly spiritually awaken. We've got to be willing to let go of the world, of the mind, the emotions, imagination, and body. You've got to let go of the baggage, the weight of the world. But the way to let go is to love, to accept, to forgive. Because it is only that way that things truly are fulfilled and completed. Because when it is done in loving, it is that light that allows us to see the opportunity, the learning in each experience that does bring it to completion and fulfillment. So fulfill it. And know that the new year brings with it the newer opportunities, the newer experiences, the newer expansions where we can move forward in our lives to experience yet greater, to know the greater God, the greater good, to know this within ourselves. One of the wonderful things that I've learned in this process of allowing myself to participate in life fully, to let all the lights come in and on, to learn the lessons, to allow myself to move to the very top of the tree and awaken to the star, is like how I started the meditation today, of like being a fountain, in allowing the light to move in you, and then back up, and then out like a fountain, just to flow through your life. When you come all the way down to the bottom of the tree and go back up to the star, then that light of the star truly flows out. That's the greater blessing. I know many of us want to be blessings for others. We want others to have that greater light, that greater joy and loving. And this is the way I know how that happens. Is when we come to that greater light and joy within ourselves, then that overflowing begins to take place. And truly the wonderful thing is, we're free then. There's not the control, the begging, the neediness, that it has to be a certain way. Because in that freedom, living from the soul star, the top of the tree, there's just loving. And in the loving, it flows through. In that loving does go to situations and people in our lives and around us in ways we wouldn't even know or even think of praying for or sending the light. It happens automatically because there truly is a divine intelligence that exists in each of us in that truth of who we are as spirit. It is amazing that divine intelligence that is all one with all of life. It knows the greater truth of who we are, knows the greater experience and expression to be had. That movement of loving in ourselves and through ourselves into all of life. When you awaken and live more in the soul star here, you'll begin to see more of those blessings happen automatically. Things will begin to take place where you don't even have to ask. In truth, when you're living there, it just is. It just happens. It just takes place. There's not even the asking, because what's there to ask for when you're one with all things and simply experiencing that divine movement of loving? There's no place it's not. But in order for us to realize it, we have to be awake to what it is. It's in that awakeful state where we begin to see that all the prayers are answered, that the blessings truly already are. They are everywhere.